as they walked on, and a gentle rain fell down on them. They found faith in the way things are and the way things change, and they said goodbye like two old friends. Take me up to mountains high, or a building tall where the spear.
Masters or cruise on the parkway on my TA, I like to tune in to WMFO Medford 91.5 FM. It's wicked piss up.
Okay. Schlesig, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM and WMFO.org on the web. Tufts Freeform and Educational Radio.
Cool. Just find someone who's turning, and you will come
The federal government alone spends $4.5 billion a year locking up people for drug offenses. It costs almost $28,000 a year just to incarcerate one prisoner. Compare that to the average annual tuition at a four-year public college, which is $5,491, and you realize that the drug war is blurring our nation's priorities. Taxpayers' money would be much better spent educating people instead of punishing them. But thanks to ever-increasing mandatory minimum drug sentences, an entire class of young people are being filtered into new supermax prisons, while the resulting budget crunch forces the rest of us to go to old, dilapidated schools. The more money we dump into prisons, the less we have to invest in college campuses. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out how you can get involved in the war against the war on drugs.
Wallace! Thank you. We're going to take a break for a while. We'll be back a little later on. Thank you.
WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio.
I don't know what we're yelling about!
Clear blue sky. Please cry for that mama. Gonna flood you, big river. I'm gonna sit right. Ground control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on. Ground control to Major Tom.
7.
Commencing countdown, engines on.
3, 2,
check ignition,
1.
And may God's love be with you.